night. This is Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a great holiday season. Maybe you're still kicking back with a cold one, chillaxing with the family, doing whatever it is you do to chill and hang out. I was just thinking off the top of my head there, if I could really chill, I'd probably be on a boat somewhere, actually, during the day anyway, maybe throwing out a reel, throwing out, dropping a line somewhere, perhaps. That's relaxing to me. Or the other thing is try to hit the cover off of a few golf balls. It's a good way to get frustrations out, too, isn't it? All right. We have a resolution here from David Stern. His resolution is to never, never, never talk about money again in public, only behind closed doors when nobody can hear me yell and complain. And, of course, the NBA finally did get underway, and that happened on Christmas Day. That was a Christmas present to many of the NBA fans. Speaking of sports, we have Nail the Score coming up. If you've never heard of Nail the Score, you just tuned in. You've heard my voice for the first time. Ooh, you called in at a good time, or you tuned in at a good time, and you could call in at a good time. Because Nail the Score works like this. Randomly, our computer picks the game of the week in the NFL. This is Week 17, the last week. Once that happens, you call in, tell us who you think's going to win of the two teams, and what you think the final score will be. If you correctly nail the score, you have bragging rights, my friend. Plus, you get the loot, the prizes from America Tonight. We've had some people that came close this season, but nobody nailed the score. It's a very, very, very hard thing to do. Chris in Connecticut did it last season, and I was shocked because it's so rare that anybody nails the score, and it's a very cool thing. It's just cool. It's just cool to win anyway, isn't it? It's like when you go to like a church bazaar, one of the spaghetti dinners. You go to a Lions Club meeting, and they have gifts. They have drawings where they pick people's names, you know, for whatever, for the free lunch, for the free book subscription, for the free cruise, whatever it is, and you happen to have your name drawn. It's just such a random deal. This is kind of like that. It's random. You might be lucky. You might be the one who pulls it out on the last week of the year. How cool would it be? Mm-hmm. All right, moving from the fact that we're doing that next to a couple of other things, people are trying to sum up 2011 and what happened in 2011. What were the real highs and the real lows of the year? In entertainment, it's such a easy pickings. Whether it was Kim Kardashian's 72-day marriage or now Sinead O'Connor's fourth marriage is 16 days. Arnold Schwarzenegger, such an easy punchline there. Schwarzenegger fooling around with the maid, blowing up that marriage and fathering a child by that maid as well. Getting out of politics just in the nick of time. He wasn't governor. That was done with. I mean, obviously that was going on when he was governor, but, you know, that had carried on while he was governor, and nobody knew. So he had impregnated both his wife and his mistress at almost the same time in 1997. And the fact that she was a housekeeper in their house for all those years, and she had his love child, I think, was one of the bigger shockers. Or, like I said, punchlines, anyway, of 2011. Who knows what's in store this year? Politicians behaving badly, entertainers behaving badly, sports figures behaving badly. However, there were some good moments, too. In the world of sports, the Dallas Mavericks broke the spell, and they beat the Miami Heat. It was almost revenge for losing to the Heat several years before. So they finally get to hoist the trophy and proclaim that they are champions of the NBA. That was a pretty exciting moment. And then, of course, the talk turned to the collective bargaining agreements and the problems with that. St. Louis, also a big story. The Cardinals upending the Texas Rangers in seven games. Seven is a magic number when it comes to sports in a series where you could have up to that seventh game. because you don't know what's going to happen. However, in the sixth game, St. Louis just fending off the Rangers, the Texas Rangers, and winning that World Series. For the people in St. Louis, it couldn't be more exciting. For the people in Texas, it couldn't be more depressing. And then, of course, for all you Packer fans listening, I was never so excited for Aaron Rodgers, who finally got his shot after all the nonsense with Brett Favre, and what a quarterback he has turned out to be. And the Packers are, again, in a situation where they could go back to the Super Bowl and represent the NFC. But, of course, winning the Super Bowl the last time around, despite all the problems with the ice and snow outside of the stadium in Texas, it still turned out to be a great Super Bowl and a big one, big, big, big one for the Green Bay Packers. To be sure, there were other things that happened in 2011, things that we would like to forget, and embarrassing moments on the world stage, too, that we'd love to shove aside. That's why you drop the ball. Drop the ball on Times Square and forget about what happened the year before and just move forward. What do they call it? Living in the now. Yep, living in the now and forgetting what happened in the past. What do they say? The past is the past and the present is the present. Something like that. I might be getting that wrong. All right, some other quick things, quick hits here before we go to nail the score. What's happening in Iowa is about the campaign and campaigning on the Republican side of things and the pushes on for Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum and Ron Paul, who's coming in first in some of the polls in Iowa. The caucus, of course, is on Tuesday. We'll see who emerges from that one. There are a lot of statistics, just like in sports, that you can manipulate to mean a lot of different things, but I think it'll be an interesting litmus test, and it'll say something heading into the primaries that, of course, start in New Hampshire the week after that. So will we have somebody who claims Iowa and then ends up flipping around and grabbing New Hampshire as well? In the meantime, the president's men, because there's been so much blowback, and we've talked about it on the show, about the fact that Obama's people want to spend $1 billion, or the goal is to raise $1 billion. They're backing off of that number. The campaign chief is saying, oh, $1 billion. We're not really sure about that $1 billion goal. It's to build really a grassroots operation, not so much the official number, the notion that we're trying to get that $1 billion. Forget about that. This year's past goal was in excess of about $750 million. The record sum that was collected in 2008, rather, for his first presidential campaign. People are speculating about the $1 billion campaign. And the campaign chief, Jim Messina, is saying, oh, that's BS. That's not true. It's not a $1 billion campaign. Yeah, right. Nail the score next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
The final Nail the Score, week 17 in the NFL. I hope some people are out there. We didn't want to cancel it. We wanted to play. That's why we're on these airwaves, for all of you that have one eye open and still want to participate. I'm kidding. There's a lot of people that are alive and thriving. Did you know that 30 million people are considered third shifters in the United States? Wow. We're third shifters, and we're proud of it. I have a couple of family members who are third shifters. One is a nurse at Children's Hospital in Pennsylvania. Her name's Jen. Shout out. They might be listening there. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. That's the number to keep handy once we choose the game of the week. What will it be, the Jets and the Dolphins? Ooh, hope not. Bills and the Patriots, Bears and the Vikings, who cares? Panthers and the Saints, Redskins and the Eagles, who cares? Texans and the Titans, Bucks and the Falcons. Not sure which way this will go, but let's let her rip, Donovan Mattson. Doesn't that sound like Jeopardy, the double Jeopardy thing? All right, Cowboys and the Giants. I can't say that I'm surprised, because this is definitely one of the games that has playoff implications. It's a Sunday night game. I love those Sunday night games. The Cowboys win or go home. The Giants win or go home. It's in New York. The Giants are favored by 3. Of course, stats don't necessarily mean anything. In the last meeting, the Giants barely won, but, you know, there's a little bit of back and forth. It was in Texas. However, in this game, the Giants have the momentum. The Cowboys have collapsed, and Tony Romo has a bruised hand. The running back situation is practically non-existent for the Cowboys. Running backs are hurt or out for the season, especially some of the star running backs. So I'm going to have to go with the New York Giants in this one. I think the Giants win it. I think it is a battle. I don't think it's a layup. I don't know that it's going to be a blowout like the Eagles game was the week before with the Cowboys, where the Eagles blew out the Cowboys. I'm going to say the Giants win this, and I think the final score here will be, 24-21. My score doesn't count, so if you call in and you want my score, you can certainly take it. If you can't get through telephone-wise, you don't want to make the call, you can shoot us an email, just like Dave in Vermont does, and Mike Trom, and also Ellie, and also Susan in Nevada. You can do the same thing, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Just tell us who you think's going to win, either the Cowboys or the Giants, and what you think the final score is going to be. 24-21, you know, or perhaps something else. This is a tough game to predict because I think the momentum, like I said, my reason for picking the momentum is on the side of the Giants. There's some injuries for the Cowboys, and the Cowboys are not, you know, if you're having a last-minute play, driving down the field, you have a couple of minutes left. Who do you want, Eli Manning on the end of that, or do you want Tony Romo? And the answer is Manning, of course, Manning. So they're both 8-7. The winner gets the number 4 seed and a matchup, actually a home matchup with Detroit or Atlanta next weekend. The loser is out, and a tie, which is unlikely, would give the option to the Giants because of their road win, 37-34, that I was talking about over the Cowboys back in the beginning of December. So the big question remains, what about Tony Romo, bruised right hand, and in a check of practice on Wednesday, he is limited. He was limited in the practices, but he seems to be doing okay. He's throwing the ball okay, and Romo says he's all right, and he's getting treatment, and he'll be fine. They're not talking much more about it other than that. So it's pretty exciting. It's a do or die in the NFC East. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We'll check the emails, too, along the way to see if anybody has thrown out a scoring guess. And while we're doing that, we're going to talk about some other things that are happening in the world of sports. Since I've talked about so much what's happened in 2011 with the top stories of entertainment or business or politics, or just the top stories in general that got the most buzz, probably in your own backyard. I didn't talk very much about sports because sports plays a significant role, obviously, in a lot of people's lives, and there were some big moments in sports. In fact, there are big moments being made right now. If you're watching the bowl games, which I have a funny feeling because I'm seeing that so many people are off, If you're watching the bowl games, then you perhaps saw this one where the Heisman Trophy winner, Robert Griffin, is, you know, heard the crowd in San Antonio just go crazy for him because they're wanting to know if he's going to declare, if he's going to stay at Baylor for another year, or if he's going to jump into the NFL. So they're screaming, one more year, one more year. Out of the game, which, by the way, Baylor did win, and barely they pulled it out, though. Pulled it out with a 43-yard run with 2:28 to seal that win. So it was nice to get it, I think, in front of what would be considered probably his home crowd, and, of course, beating Washington for whatever it's worth. And having people having a chance to actually get familiar with this kid. But will he declare or will he stay in college? It's always the big debate. There's a lot of anticipation over this kid. And there were a lot of people that bought tickets to watch him. Over 65,000 people were at the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio. It was the fifth largest in that bowl's history. And, of course, there were, I'm sure, people that were salivating, some scouts salivating at the thought of possibly having him in the draft and maybe landing in their laps. But I think he goes back probably for, I think he goes back probably for another year or so. All right, talking about some other things, again, listing top stories in 2011 and bouncing back to some current things with bowl games and whatnot that are going on. We mentioned that 2011 was a big year, a breakout year for, like, the Dallas Mavericks, for example, because they finally win their NBA championship and get the bragging rights that they so badly wanted. And then St. Louis became the miracle team by doing the improbable in Game 6 and winning a Game 7. And then, of course, I talked about Green Bay and what happened with Green Bay, but we're missing some other very, very big sports that we're going to talk about here along the way as we continue to try to nail the score. Got one here from Susan, who's listening to us in Vermont. She says, wow, Kate, it seems like everyone's off. Usually a lot of people are calling by now to try to nail the score, so I'm going to send you a guess. I think the final scores, and I'm not great at this stuff, so I think it's going to be the Giants, and the final score is going to be 35-17. 35-17. All right, here's another one. This is from Thor, who says, wow, happy New Year. Everybody's out partying, probably already in bed after a wild couple of days. You mentioned it, the bowl games. That's when you kick back and drink that beer. I think the final score is going to be Kate, the Dallas Cowboys, going to surprise some people, and Tony Romo playing hurt could play well. I think the final score will be 27-7. Wow, 27-7. Joe in Connecticut. Hey, Joe.
I want to put my score in. I want to go opposite yours. I picked the Cowboys 24 and the Giants 21.
Ooh, so Cowboys, so same reasoning we just heard for the last guy that sent me the email. You think the Cowboys flipping around, hey, who knows, yeah, with Romo playing hurt?
Right. Hey, yeah. Have you ever heard of Scott Brown, the senator from Massachusetts?
Oh, yes, I know Scott Brown, yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't he make a good president?
I like Scott Brown, actually. If you're asking me would I vote for him, I would definitely look at Scott Brown. But he doesn't want to run, Joe. Maybe next time around. Thanks for the call. Maybe next time around. A lot of people, when he got that position, when he jumped into the Senate and surprised actually a lot of people were talking about him in the Republican Party as a possible contender. 800-259-5791.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street.
Too much cheese champagne for all the listeners of America Tonight who I think are crashed. I know, we wanted to do a live show, week 17 in the NFL, 800-259-5791. Who do you think wins this one, the Giants or the Cowboys? What do you think the final score is going to be? Here's one from Jake. You can also send it to me, americatonight.net. Always get a lot on the internet, getting a bunch. Jake in Austin says, this is a tough one, but how could I go against the Dallas Cowboys? I like the Cowboys to win this, although I think it's going to be a big-time struggle. 17-7. Woo, that would mean serious defense. 17-7? All right, think about what it was last time when the two played. Massive scoring, back and forth, craziness, interceptions, whatever. Although Eli Manning certainly had his way. And in the end, the Giants won. But that was in Texas. This is in New York. The crowd's going to be more than pumped up. Can you imagine? It's New Year's Day. It's a Sunday night game. I don't see the Giants faltering. Peter is listening to us in the great state of Connecticut. Hey, Peter. Hello. Who do you like, Peter?
The Jersey Giants, 28. Dallas, 24.
All right, 28-44. I love it, by the way, when you say the Jersey Giants. It makes me laugh every time. You get them. It's so true. It's so crazy. They do play in Jersey. You're right about that. Thanks, Peter. And people don't realize that. But, of course, you're playing over the bridge. You're in the Meadowlands. That's what's really, technically, that's what you're doing. So, the Jersey Giants. Alan in Connecticut. Hello.
Hello there, Missy.
Hello.
I like the Eli.
Eli, you like the Giants, the G-men.
28-17.
28-17. Alan, you own that score. Enjoy the game.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game to watch. That's my favorite game, the Sunday night game. I used to like Monday night, not so much into Monday night games. I watch, but it's the Sunday night game that I really, really like. Julie in Connecticut. All right, Julie, hello.
Is this Julie in Kentucky?
Oh, Kentucky. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
That's okay.
It's Kentucky. Okay. What do you think, Julie?
Well, since I can't stand Dallas, so I'm going to go with the Giants, 27-17.
27-17. All right, you got it. You own that score. Thank you. Enjoy the game.
Happy New Year.
All right, you too, Jules. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I said that we would mix in some conversation about the top stories in sports along the way because I didn't really do that. I mean, the two top things that happened were Penn State. You have Joe Paterno, so shocking after the whole sexual abuse charges against his assistant, Jerry Sandusky. That is the top story. It sickened all of us, but made a lot of people come forward and talk about horrible things that happened to them as kids. What's going to happen to Penn State? I think that they're going to lose their crown, so to speak, in Division One. I think they're going to have a tough time recruiting in the near future. They got their first recruit, in fact, today they announced that, but I think that a lot of people will drop out. The NFL and the NBA, the lockouts, football, it lasted 4.5 months. I wasn't so certain that was coming back. It did, August 5th. And in basketball, I just mentioned this, it dragged on as well for 5 months and actually ended up wiping out about 16 games. Didn't start until December 25th. And I mentioned the Packers and the fact that they, of course, won, beating the Steelers for the Super Bowl 31-25. But the Packers barely made the playoffs last year. People forget that because they're watching them this year. You know, it's easy. Time flies. You forget. Oh, yeah, the Packers. Packers were a number 6 seed. And cheeseheads could not have been more excited. Bill is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, it's Phil.
Oh, Phil, I'm sorry. Hi, Phil.
No problem. No problem. I'm going Cowboys. Hopefully they'll keep the ball out of Romo's hands and run the ball. I'm going to go 24-21, Cowboys.
Oh, somebody already has that. Joe in Connecticut has that. You can pick a similar score, but just not 24-21.
How about 21-17?
21-17, you own it. That's a good guess, 21-17. I like it. Enjoy the game, Phil. All right, we move from Phil in Missouri to Mike in Illinois. Hey, Mike.
Hi, I say the Giants 35-14.
35-14. Michael, drive safely. Enjoy your new year. Thank you. 800-259-5791. We're talking about nailing the score. It is like taking candy from a baby. Not really. It's really tough. But you have a chance to win. You don't have to pony up a dollar for Powerball or Mega Millions or whatever. Of course, you're not winning millions of dollars, but you get massive bragging rights and prizes from America tonight. So you could be a winner. What happens this time around? It's been a very strange year for both the Giants and for the Cowboys. Last time out, the Giants won 37-34 on the road, December 11th. This time, Dallas is coming in. They both know it's do or die. And this is it. This is the time to man up for either one of these two sides because the winner takes the title and the other one goes home. This is the kind of game that you want to see. Manning has had almost 4,600 passing yards. It's the NFL's fourth highest total. He's got all kinds of records, but, you know, records are for losers. It's about winning. It's great to have the stats, but even Manning will tell you he wants to win. He wants to win. He doesn't care about what his records are now. He can feast on the records when he's retired. It's about trying to get to another Super Bowl because he has already won one. And trying to face down the Cowboys. That's really, honestly, what it is. So Dallas is going to certainly rely a lot on DeMarcus Ware to try to get to Manning. He wasn't able to do it in the last meeting. DeMarcus Ware is unbelievable. He's tied for second in the league. He's got 18 sacks. That's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to try to sack him. and get to him and hurry him if they're going to win, if the Cowboys are going to win. But you look at the running machine that Brandon Jacobs is, the first time around he had over 101 yards. I've watched this guy for a long time, in fact covered him, and he's pretty tough to shake, pretty tough. But we can analyze it backwards and forwards. In the end, it doesn't matter. It's about just the wins and the losses. All right, 800-259-5791 or AmericaTonight.net. I promise we will check all the guesses, and I'll say them on the air. Don't worry about that. All right, other big stories. I mentioned the Cardinals. I'm a huge baseball fan, and it was very crazy to see that they get into the playoffs after trailing in the wild card race, and then they have the dramatic comeback in Game 6 to win. They were down to their final strike twice. Oh, crazy. And they ended up winning it in the 11th inning of that game. Ohio State, I almost went there. I went to Ohio University, but I almost went to Ohio State. They had a very ugly year for headlines. I mentioned Penn State as being the top story, but Jim Tressel, the football coach, resigned after massive pressure, really for violating NCAA rules by not reporting violations that he knew about. So it was a bad season. I think more likely was part of the reason for that 6-6. And they had his bags packed, let's say. This was a sad story, but makes a top story for me, as I had the chance to talk to him twice in my career. Dan Weldon, as I'm an Indy Racing League fan, was killed in October in a 15-car crash during the season finale in Las Vegas. He won the Indy 500 twice. He had a wicked sense of humor, from what I could tell, just in his interaction that I saw with other drivers. And that was a very, very sad story. Young kids, like I said, popular among the other drivers. Unfortunately for Weldon, he got involved in that pileup and just did not survive it as fast as they could rush him to the hospital. All right, we have some guesses coming in to the email, to the box at americatonight.net. This one from Candy, who says, Kate, there are people listening, and I decided I was going to give a guess. I don't know anything about football. In fact, I'm kind of sick of seeing it on the tube, so I'm probably in disagreement with most people. But I think that the blue guys are going to win it, the Giants, and I think the final score is going to be 37-21. All right, 37-21. This one from Pablo, who says, hello, America, tonight, nail the score. I've never heard it. Pretty intriguing, almost called. But I think the Cowboys win this one, and I think the final score is going to be 45-38. Don't laugh. It really could be a game without not much defense and a whole lot of scoring. Ooh, that would be a whole lot of scoring. If you play fantasy football, you know, when you get to Monday night, it'll be the same for Sunday night. People will ask for a game total. And this is a hard one to come up with a game total for, because is it going to be a more of a high-scoring thing? Are we going to see that, or will we see some defense? All right, this is your last chance to get in to nail the score. We're going to talk about some more sports stories. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. We're nailing the score on America Tonight.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free.
FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Guesses coming in, pouring into AmericaTonight.net. You can call Jingle This Line. You can win some great prizes. 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney nailing the score here on America Tonight. It's the Cowboys and the Giants. Truly a great game. It is the game of the week. So I'm glad that our super, super duper computer picked that as such, because this is for all the marbles. If you lose, you're done. If you win, you go on to the playoffs. So we got this from Mike Trom. He says, Homer, who won? The losers? Bart, no, they lost. Homer, ha, the losers. He says, okay, I'll agree with you, Kate. Going with the Giants for the win, 35-27. 35-27. So that guess is off the table. The G-Men, another vote for them. We've got, like I said, some more that we'll get to here, but let's take a call or two. Fred in Kentucky. Hello, Fred.
Yes, ma'am. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I just thought I'd call and get a prediction in right fast.
I'm glad you did. Were you working tonight, Fred, or no? You're off.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of, I've been kind of off the hook this football season, and I thought I'd call for the first time, actually, see what you thought about it.
All right, what do you think? Who do you like?
I think we'll go 24-34 with the Giants.
Okay, 34-24 Giants. All right, I like that guess. 10 points difference there in the end. You think the G-Men will do it? Yeah, Victor Cruz, I like it.
And then I really liked what you said, because that late night game, there's just so much more electricity, it seems like.
Yeah. There's a big difference between playing that or playing earlier in the afternoon like they were scheduled to do, and I think that the Giants will be pumped up.
What, do you hear anything about the weather up there?
Yeah, the weather is supposed to be okay, no rain or anything like that, just in the 40s. In the 40s, well, dipping down a little bit in the 30s, so the weather should be okay.
It's going to be a good one.
I think so, too. I'm glad you called. Thank you so much, Fred, in Kentucky. Good luck. 800-259-5791. I like how you said, oh, I've been kind of, he didn't call it under the wire, but he hasn't been doing the, he didn't do the football thing this season. I wish I didn't do the football thing. I was in two other pools outside of the America Tonight deal, let's say. One for fun with the lines and one straight up. And the one straight up, I did worse than the one with the lines, whatever, for whatever reason, whatever that says. And I think in talking about the Giants with the electricity, saying how exciting it'll be, the Sunday night thing, all that other sort of stuff, you know, you look at the weapons that they have for the Giants. You look at Victor Cruz. I just mentioned his name, and I watched what he did the first time around, and Cruz didn't make the Pro Bowl, but you look at his stats, you look at the yards, and he's almost up to 1,400 yards, and he's the guy that Dallas has to worry about, because Eli Manning seems to find the ball, seems to get it to Victor Cruz wherever he is on the field, and he's deadly. I think the two deadly names, if you hear them all night long, Victor Cruz and Brandon Jacobs, when I mention Jacobs, because he just, it's like he has these giant guns where he moves whoever is trying to cover him down the field. I mean, if you're a Cowboy fan, very frustrating to watch him because he's so unstoppable, and that's probably going to be their X factors. All right, I said that there were a couple of more people that sent in guesses, so we're going to try to get them in too. It's still not too late. We have a few minutes left where you could call and get in as well. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. This one from Izzy, who's looking for American Made, just like me. You gotta love that lady. She says the Giants win this one 26-21. 26-21 Giants. All right. Everyone's pretty much, well, there's some that are out of that range, but kind of in that range. Here's one from Sam in Connecticut, and Sam says, Kate, I like the Cowboys. Why is everyone piling on the Cowboys? I think the Cowboys are going to surprise some people for just that reason. The Giants fans better watch out. I think the final score is going to be 38-20. 38-20. All right, Dave in Vermont. I knew Dave, just like Mike Trom. I knew he would email us. Dave in Vermont says, wow, the boys win. He always picks the Cowboys 23-21. 23-21 for Dave in Vermont. I think he's drinking too much maple syrup. Although I went through this when I was saying that we were going to do the nail the score thing. And if you just like looked at scores, there have been some really strange lopsided scores and just some odd numbers where you would probably see a safety or there was a missed point or, you know, whatever the combination of the numbers have been. In fact, if I was a mathematical person, you know how people like to run numbers, and that's what odds makers do, it would be interesting to run the numbers, to take the Giants and the Cowboys and run the numbers and see the spreads in between and, you know, figure out how lopsided they've been. Certainly I can look at their past history, but what does it tell you? It's like Philadelphia, what happened with Romo. He bruised his hand on one of the Eagles' helmets in a terrible game for them, 20-7. The Eagles just annihilated them, and the Cowboys have had the chance to you know, handle their own destiny, and they weren't able to do that. And Tony Romo is going to have to watch out for not just his hand, for the fact that he's got a lot of people that are coming toward him to knock him down on the other side. One of them is a guy named Pierre Paul, who in the last game between the two knocked Romo for a safety. It's so wild to see. It's very cool when you're a fan on the other side to see a safety, but not so cool when it's your team. To me, it's like I used to say that when I would go to baseball games, the one thing, and so many games I went to and covered, when I was doing sports, I covered the Yankees and the Mets and the Texas Rangers and a slew of other games, other teams and stuff, but I never seen an inside the park home run. I certainly have seen it on the tube a few times, but never in person. I always thought how cool that would be to be watching a game and see someone round all the bags just by hitting the ball, keeping it in the park because of whatever happened, how deep it went, an error by whoever was trying to catch it, whatever the circumstances were and the speed factor to make it around. But I have never, ever seen that. It's the same thing with the safety. Never seen it in person, but certainly I've seen it on the tube and think it's a very cool thing. And that's why you get some of these lopsided points, as I was trying to explain. So when people call up with some of the guesses, your guesses could really be right on. Here's two more. One from Guy in Kentucky. And Guy says, listen to you, like it, like the Giants, 27-23. Wow, 27-23. Here's another one from Philip. Philip says, give me the Cowboys for 500. No, just kidding. I like the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys win this one 28-8. 28-8. Could be that he's on to something. Is it going to be a high-scoring affair or a low-scoring affair? Don't know. Good luck to everybody who weighed in, including Joe in Connecticut, Fred in Kentucky, Pete, Mike, Izzy, another Mike, Alan, Bob, Sugar. Seriously, it says Sugar. That's another guess, and it's a crazy guess. 50-27. 50-27. I'll walk naked to New Jersey if the Giants win that 50-27. Oh, boy. Good luck.